Big Rab Show podcast is kindly sponsored by G1 Reeds. They are the champion's choice, with many bands around the world playing G1 products, providing everything you'd need to hit the circle or the big stage. So check out G1Reeds.com as they keep the lights on here at the Big Rab Show podcast. Hello there, everyone, and welcome to another Big Rab Show podcast. Yeah, another week has rolled round in the bagpiping world, and we're back again for another podcast. And yeah, let's just say that's been quite a week in the bagpiping world. Aye, we've got a lot of ground to cover, so yeah, stick with us as we do our best to cover every aspect of everything that happened this past week. there's been a lot. Plus, we're going to be looking forward to tons of great events because, yeah, this is April now and we're just in the mouth of the new season, which is kicking off next month. So, as you can imagine, busy times ahead over the next few weeks for all of us here in the Big Rab Show, but for all of you folk out there as well in the piping world. So, aye, it's a good time to be involved in bagpiping. Let's just say that. Right. So, before we get into all of that, let's get our introductions out of the way then, shall we, first of all? Well, if this is your first ever Big Rab Show podcast, then you are welcome. We are the show for the bagpiping folk. We reflect everything in the bagpiping world, or at least we attempt to. Yeah, including Celtic music, folk music, or indeed our bread and butter, which is competitive piping and drumming. Each and every week we're here talking about what we know and love to be the music of the great Highland Bagpipe and its people. And yes, like every other podcast out there, if you want to help support us, then you can. You can go and join our Patreon, where for, yeah, every click of support, you can get your mitts on loads of extra stuff. Now, yeah, we did talk about a new experiment that started over there on Patreon. We'll talk about that in a second or two. But yeah, if you do want to get exclusive early access to experiments like that and episodes of Rab Show Plus and our weekly Fuse FM Ballymoney radio show and exclusive interviews and performances and video clips, and it's all back there in Patreon. All right, that's a big shameless plug, but we love our Patreon faithful. You guys are
awesome.
Absolutely. Now, I have to give a shout, actually, to those of you who did sign up to Patreon throughout the month of March and who were really enjoying our Fuse FM show. So, yeah, thank you. A good lot of you actually signed up on Patreon for free. There is a free membership there on Patreon. And throughout the month of March, we were giving away our Fuse FM Ballymoney radio show for free for a full month. So you can still go and check that out. There's four episodes up there now for free. Is there four? Yeah, there is. There's four. There's four episodes of our Fuse show that you can go and check them out. Now, if you do like what you hear throughout the month of March, then, yeah, there's a huge back catalogue filled of years' worth of Big Rab shows at this point. So, tons of great bagpiping action that you can download and listen at your leisure. Indeed. All right, let's get into this week's show, good and proper. There's so much to unpack here, folks, so we're going to do our best to get through all of it. First of all, I have to give a shout-out to Suzanne, who emailed us following last week's episode of The Force, where we had Paula on the show, of course, talking all about the Force Drum Major Display Team. Suzanne just emailed us to say that she really thoroughly enjoyed the show and wanted to give a shout-out to Paula and everyone there at the Force Drum Major Display Team, and that she's definitely a huge fan. She has checked out the website and, yeah, thanks to our show, we'll hopefully be in contact with the Force in due course to arrange a future event. So there you go, Suzanne. Good stuff, thank you. So, did you catch last week's show?
Oh!
It was a cracker. Yeah, for fans of drum majoring, definitely consider going back and listening to that. Such a great, interesting interview with how the Force came to be, I guess. You know, what sparked the idea and all of that. So, yeah, go and check it out. Last week's podcast. And then before that, the week before, episode 376, yeah, we had a full special episode from the Kids with Cancer Charity Night. Now, that was a special evening. So go and check out all of that. Plus, there's, what, over 377 plus episodes now, including this one, 378, I guess. So, yeah, there's a ton of bagpiping action. Go and check it all out in our back catalogue. Yeah, there you go. All right. We also got an email here. Let me see if I can bring it up on my screen. This one came from Jordy. Yep. How you doing, Jordy? Are you well? He says, good day. Just wanted to thank you again for having me on a previous podcast. Oh, yes, Jordy. We had Jordy on the show talking about the Charlie Jenkins Memorial Scholarship Fund. Yeah. So he just wanted to let me know that they have an annual fundraiser coming up for the Scholarship Fund, and it's just around the corner. It's happening this weekend, Saturday, April 13th. Doors open at 5 p.m. and will be held in, Oaklawn in Illinois. So for more details, you can go and check out the Charlie Jenkins Memorial Scholarship Fund on their socials. I think it's a $40 suggested donation at the door, which will get you an open bar.
Open bar!
That sounds fun. Plus, there'll be live entertainment all through the night, filled with pipers, dancers, singers, and all of that. So, tons to enjoy. So, for more information, go and check out the Charlie Jenkins Memorial Scholarship Fund. So, yeah, good to hear from you, Jordy, and it was great to have you on the show. You can go back and listen to that previous topic of the week there, where we talked all about the Memorial Scholarship Fund. Yeah, so go and check that out. All right. Let's move on. Now, normally after listener mail, we do open the doors to Weekly Drone. And we haven't had any Weekly Drones now for 2 weeks.
Da, da, da.
I know. I don't know what's going on. You folks seem to be really happy out there. Don't know what's going on. But yeah, Weekly Drone has been very quiet. But maybe that's a good thing, because we know JD is now handling a newborn. So he now has time off to go and handle the new arrival. So, shout out to JD. You get another week off, mate. No Weekly Drone this week. But if you do want to send in your own Weekly Drone, of course, then you can. You can go to our website, thebigrabshow.com. There's a big button right at the top of the page that says Weekly Drone, where you can tell us your story, your thoughts, your opinions, your moans and drones. Completely anonymous. There's no identifying factors. There's no way we'll be able to single out who you are, what band you play with, all that kind of stuff. So there's completely anonymous. So go for it. Let us have it. Weekly Drone, bigrabshow.com. Big button at the top of the page. There you go. So, no Weekly Drone this week, so we will rapidly move on. Now, I was going to talk to you about this new experiment that we were trying over on Patreon. All right? This has been so interesting. Now, I'm sure for those of you who watch YouTube, I'm sure you may well be familiar of the format called reaction videos. Yeah, where the person would put on like a viral clip or something and then sit and react to it. Yeah, well, we're taking our hand at that ourselves here at the Big Rab Show. We thought we'll dip our toes in to see if it works, and yeah, it's definitely worked. We launched the first video over on Patreon initially to see if folks liked it over there, and yeah, going by the feedback we received, definitely folks really seem to love it. Where I would actually sit down and watch a piping clip, a piping video of some description, some sort of a piping related video thing on YouTube, right? Can be anything. And yeah, I would sit down, press play, and then I'll give you my thoughts, yeah, as to what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing. And yes, the first video that, Rab Reacts is what we're calling them. I react to a performance by a band called The Rogues. Yeah, and I'd have heard of The Rogues before, and I think this was a performance from their St. Patrick's Day gig, I think they had. And yeah, I think the first comment I had on that video was yellow flashes. Anyway, if you are anyways curious at all, I know we're mentioning visual things on a podcast here, but go along and check out our YouTube channel. We're going to be churning these videos out now, Rab Reacts, hopefully every week if we can get them. Plus, you can send us in your own video clips as well. This is what makes this a lot of fun. For me to react to. And so that, yeah, I know there's some viral piping clips out there, for sure. You know, there's some piping mishaps or disasters. Or, you know, when piping goes really well and there's some real blistering performances been captured on camera. So definitely send us in your own favourite piping clip. And we'll possibly feature that in a future episode of Rab Reacts. So our email address is always, same as listener mail, bigrabshow@gmail.com. Send it in to us. And who knows, we might be turning it into a future video. There you go. Okay, now, before we get into all of the news and updates and all that kind of stuff, because seriously, folks, there's way too much on the news and updates this week, I have to give a shout out to the Queen Elizabeth Pipe Band, actually. Yes, because on the 6th of April there, I was a quiz master for them at their fundraising quiz night. Now, that was a whole new experience in itself. I've never actually been a quiz master reading out questions to a room packed full of people and then the arguing over the correct answers. You know, oh, Rab, shut up. There's no way that's the right answer. I'd agree with a lot of the people because I hadn't a clue what the answers were, and I'm very glad that they were written on paper. There you go. Oh, but anyway, yes, a huge shout out to the Queen Elizabeth Pipe Band, who were doing a spot of fundraising this past weekend, and yes, they invited me along to be quizmaster, so that was a lot of fun. So looking forward to seeing the Queen Elizabeth Pipe Band actually hit the circle this incoming season, all being well. And yeah, I managed to see their brand new and dandy drums up close and personal. These things are beautiful. Yeah, there's a custom finish put on them. Very, very nice. So, yeah, if you do see the Queen Elizabeth Pipe Band in the circle this year or out in the park at all, do go and check out their drums. Definitely very cool. Very cool indeed. All right, so shout-outs are plenty this week. So, also, this weekend, I have to give a huge shout-out to the Tully Lagan Pipe Band. Tully Lagan! Yeah, I think I've mentioned this quite a few times now. Tully Lagan Pipe Band are going to be in concert this weekend at the Bernavon Theatre in Cookstown. And me, yours truly, will be on stage as compere that evening. So looking forward to Saturday, actually, for a multitude of reasons. But yeah, Tully Lagan Pipe Band in concert are current Grade 3A World Champions, newly upgraded to Grade 2. This will be our first opportunity to see them in action, actually, before they hit the circle this year. Looking forward to hearing Tully Lagan, yeah. Now, not only will the Tully Lagan Senior Band be there, of course, the new Grade 2 Band, but also their Development Band will be there as well on stage, thumping out some big tunes. So it'll be good to catch up with all of them. Now, not only will both of those bands be there, but we're also going to have Serla and District as well, and Clock Finn. And we're also going to get a special performance by The Force. Yes, the Drum Major Display Team. Looking forward to seeing them on stage. So that's going to be quite a special concert, 13th of April. And yeah, I hope to see you all there. Because, yeah, I'll be on stage. And I hope to see a few friendly faces who do actually listen to The Rab Show. It'd be cool to see you there. Indeed. Tully Lagan concert this weekend, Bernavon Theatre. Yeah, looking forward to raising some funds for the band there. Good stuff. All right, so I know I'm plugging gigs and talking about all that kind of stuff of what's ahead of us, but we have to get into all the news and updates. There is so much to get through this week, so bear with us before we even get into this week's topic. Right. So you guessed it. At this point, I'm going to take a little break, but yeah, we're about to get into all the news and updates. Do you wish piping could be fun again? Bagpipers around the world continue to struggle with their instrument, despite hours of hard work trying to get better. Bagpiping should be fulfilling. Your hard work should pay off, showing improvement, and the freedom to express yourself musically. Or why do it? The Dojo University believe every piper should be able to free themselves from musical frustration, proven over more than a decade of successful teaching and accessible anywhere with an internet connection. The Dojo is unlike any other bagpipe learning experience in the world. Let the Dojo channel your enthusiasm into a fun and fulfilling program that will empower you with the knowledge to fall in love with piping all over again. So go to dojouniversity.com/BigRab and take advantage of our 30-day free trial of Dojo Premium Membership. Join the global community of students today and rediscover the fun of bagpiping. dojouniversity.com/BigRab for a 30-day free trial. Right. Time to get into all the news and updates, of which there's nearly too much, I guess. Now, as we've already mentioned, this has been a very busy news week for the piping world, and there's bound to be something that we're going to miss. All right, so it's going to be impossible to pretty much capture everything from this past week, so if there's anything that we have missed and it's glaringly obvious that we should have mentioned it, please do let us know. Our email address, bigrabshow@gmail.com. That address again, bigrabshow@gmail.com. You can give off and say, hey, Big Rab, you never mentioned this thing. Well, go ahead. Feel free. Let me have it. But we're going to do our best to capture everything this week. All right? So bear with us as we do our best to hopefully capture everything that we can. Right. Of course, the top news story for this week has to go to the UK Championships. Yeah, we couldn't be more excited about this. 18th of May is just around the corner. So the reason we're chatting about it, of course, is because today was the day for the draw. Now, this is when it starts to get very exciting. We're starting to see names on paper now of who's competing on the day. So, ooh, this is shaping up to be a big competition. Now, I have to give a shout out to all of our competitive drum majors. First of all, especially in our junior grade and juvenile grade, there's way too many of you to mention there. Shout out to all of you. There's loads there, especially in the junior grade. In fact, I think there's 4 heats in total for all of the juniors. So brilliant to see so many young folk competing, but that makes it all the more difficult to come out on top. So, yeah, good luck to you. Let's get into our adult drum majors then for the UKs. Confirmed competing, we have Kathy Hunter, Liam Renton, Catherine McKeown, Emma Barr, Lauren Hanna, Jamie Couples, Abigail Wenlock. Our defending world champion, Cara Gilmer, is in there. And we have Andrea McKeown Gibson in there. Yeah, so, yeah, quite a range of drum majors all across, even in the adult final there. So, yeah, 3 heats in total, I think, for those, for the adults. There you go. Yeah, it's going to be very competitive for drum majoring. Yeah, so good luck to all of you at the UKs. But let's get into the bands, shall we? Starting with Novice Juvenile B, we have 5 bands in total entered here. We have the Preston Lodge High School Pipe Band, of course.
Go on, the PL! Yep!
Have to give you a shout. We also have Lochgilly High will be there. Lochgilly High School Junior, yep. We have Dollar Academy, of course, will be there under Callum Beaumont. We have the Edinburgh Academy Pipe Band will be there, along with Down Academy as well. We'll be making an appearance in Novice Juvenile B. Good stuff. On Novice Juvenile A, then, we have 4 bands in here, possibly the usual 4 that we're kind of used to seeing now at the UKs. So we have St. Columbus School, Kilmacombe. We have George Watson's College, Lochgilly High School, and Dollar Academy 990. There you go. So that's pretty much it for your novice grades, Novice A and Novice B. There you go. Right, let's get on to Grade 4B, where we have 14 bands entered here all together. Now this is interesting here. From out of these 14 bands is quite a number of familiar names that I'm sure we're going to be looking forward to, but also some new bands in here that haven't been in the circle in a while. Starting off the day in heading first into the circle in Grade 4B is Tully Lagan Pipe Band. That's their development band there, yeah. Then we have the Gory Pipe Band from the Republic of Ireland. Looking forward to seeing them. Then we have the Ackle Pipe Band, followed by MacDonald Memorial. Yes, we have Money Gore. We have Hollymount Pipe Band. And then, as I said, making their debut in the competitive circle after quite a number of years out, we have the Queen Elizabeth Pipe Band. Yes, we also have Kirkeston. We have the Black Raven Pipe Band from the Republic of Ireland. We also have Letterkenny and District as well from the Republic of Ireland. We also have Altnavay Memorial. Yes, that'll be good to see them. We also have the 2 Scots Pipes, Drums and Bugles. There you go. We also have Breedy Ulster Scots followed by Raffery. That's your 14 bands for Grade 4B. So, to be honest, I was expecting more bands, I guess, to compete in here in 4B. We know that 4B can be one of the biggest grades in any major championship, but it is still early. You know, this is May. It's the first major in the calendar. So, perhaps as the season rolls on, we'll start to see numbers increasing. But 14 bands in there is still quite a sizable grade and will not be easy for any band to come out on that top 10, top 5 spot. So, good luck to everyone in there. Yeah, 14 bands in 4B. That's quite a good grade. Now, on to Grade 4A on the day. We have 11 bands in total. Starting things off in 4A, we have New Ross in District. Yes, we have Brushane in District. We also have Derry Clavin, Upper Cross Gar, Ballyboley, Irvine Memorial Pipe Band, Cawtown. We have Raffo, Ulster Scots. We have the Camlon in District, William Kerr Memorial, and Granshaw. And that's your 11 bands in 4A. There you go. Now, on to the next grade, which pretty much writes itself. You kind of know who's already going to be competing here. But it's good to see their name listed, is the Juvenile Grade, of course, where there's 3 bands in total, and you could probably rhyme them off already. Yeah, we have George Watson's College, Preston Lodge High School, and, yeah, I can hear you all singing at home. We have Dollar Academy, of course. So it's the usual 3 that we have in the Juvenile Grade, George Watson's, Preston Lodge, and Dollar. Still that doesn't diminish the competition by any means. That's, going to be fiercely competitive there between those 3 and seeing who comes out on top as UK champion. So good luck, everyone, there in the Juvenile Grade. Okay, moving on to Grade 3B. Where, again, for another season, numbers are down in the UK Championships for 3B. We have six bands in total here, so let's run through them. We have Clough Finn, of course. We have Uddingston Strathclyde.
Go on, the Uddy! You!
Have to give you a shout there. Then we have the Cleanham Memorial. We also have Drumlough, Sirla and District, and Alama Kilbarkin. There you go. So that's your six bands in 3B. So, yeah, in which order they're going to fall in the places, who knows? It's anybody's game in there in 3B, but good luck to all of you, for sure. All right. Now, as I've said, this is the first major in the calendar here. Numbers may well be down in certain grids, but we are expecting, as the season unfolds, and, yeah, we are hoping to see a bit of a rise in numbers as the season progresses, you know? So when you take that into consideration, this is the first major here, and we are definitely going to continue building, I guess, as the season goes on. All right. Let's go on to Grade 3A, which I'm going to argue is going to be fiercely competitive this year. There's a lot of bands here in Grade 3A that are knocking on the door of Grade 2, I would argue. There's a lot of bands in here that could definitely duke it out in Grade 2, in my opinion. That's up for debate in a future Rab show, I'm sure. But when you listen to Grade 3A at a major championship last year, there were some bands, that had a real good tone. Anyway, let's get into the draw for the UKs for 3A. Kicking things off, we have Oban. Yes, followed by McNeilstown Pipe Bands. Yep. Then we have Kalabaki. And then we have Deeside Caledonia, but they now have Texo in front of their name. Now, I don't know if that's a sponsorship arrangement or, but yeah, Texo, Deeside Caledonia. There you go. We also have Denny and Donny Pace. Pipe Band Association, yes, we have Clocker and District as well, the Matt Boyd Memorial, I'll follow that, and then we have the City of Newcastle Pipe Band, we'll be juking it out as well. We also then have the Vale of Athol, of course, with their new PM, Kyle Howes, looking forward to seeing the Vale. Then we have the Kildogue Pipe Band as well, who had a real strong season last year, yeah. Then we have Battle Hill Pipe Band, and wrapping up the grid, we have the Major Sinclair Memorial.
Go on, the Sinclair!
So there you go, 12 bands in total for Grade 3A. That's going to be a very difficult grade to come out on the top six. Now, so good luck to all of you. Now, speaking of difficult grades, again, this year will be the year for Grade 2 to just be ridiculous. All right, I'm going to say it now, even before the season kicks off, I know that Grade 2 is going to be ridiculous this year. For many different reasons. But I do believe the standard in Grade 2 this year will definitely increase. Yeah. Now you can mark my words here. This is going to be such an interesting year for Grade 2 bands. All right. We have 11 bands here in total in Grade 2, which will make it a very interesting competition. All right. So kicking things off on the day at the UKs, we have Ravara. Yes, under Samuel Connolly, of course. Yeah, very excited to see Ravara. If anything, they have a huge concert coming up on the 27th in the Island Arts Centre. Yeah, looking forward to that. I think we've promoted it loads of times. So I think tickets for that one is quite limited. But if you do want to go and see Ravara ahead of the UK's, there you go. 27th of April, go and check out Ravara Pipe Band on their socials for their upcoming concert. There you go. Do you like the way I worked in a wee plug there? Good stuff. All right. Moving on then. Second in the day, second on the line, I have to say, is Manor Cunningham. Yes, very excited to see Manor this incoming season. Been hearing some good things behind the scenes that Manor have been working furiously hard behind the scenes. So looking forward to seeing Manor Cunningham. Then followed Manor, we have the Glasgow Sky Association.
Go on, the Sky!
Yep. Looking forward to seeing them, for sure. Especially after their performance at the World Championships. That was a real treat. So, yeah, shout out to Glasgow Sky. Then after that, we have Uddingston. Yes, looking forward to seeing the Uddy. Look, yeah, oh, that's going to be exciting. But then, not only that, but straight after Uddingston, we have the newly upgraded to Grade 2, Tully Lagan Pipe Band. Whoa, baby! That's going to be really exciting right there. Now, I know, yeah, Tully Lagan concert this weekend. I think I've already mentioned it, but that's going to be a lot of fun. And an opportunity to see Tully Lagan before they hit that circle. Oh, that's going to be interesting. Right, so after Tully Lagan, then we have the Royal Borough of Annan. Yes, another band that definitely plays to a very high standard. So looking forward to seeing the Royal Borough. That's going to be exciting. Then we have Colburn, IOR. Yes, another band with a great tone. Then after that, we have St. Joseph's Pipe Bands. Yes, the musicality from them. Whew. Yeah, then we have the Portlethen and District. Yes, another fantastic band. And their medley selections in recent years have been very interesting. Speaking of interesting music, then I have to give a shout to the next band, the City of Edinburgh. Yeah, and I'm a huge fan of their drum corps and the work that Simon's been doing there at City of Edinburgh is just incredible. Then, wrapping things up in the grade and grade two is the Kilchaman Distillery, Isle of Islay. Yes, I have a soft spot for the Islay boys, and a lot of them are real great musicians and can definitely play a tune. So go on, the Islay! They are. So 11 bands in total in grade two, and all right, I know I haven't even heard one single band yet, but I can guarantee this is going to get the nickname The Ridiculous Grade again this year. The Ridiculous Grade is back again. Grade 2, that's going to be fun. All right, so looking at Grade 1 at the UK's, well, you guessed it, we have the usual 10 at this stage. The usual 10, Grade 1 big guns are going to be here, juking it out and punching each other in the face in Bangor. So looking forward to this. So opening the day, we have Inverary in District. Yes, followed by which we have Johnstone, yeah, then Police Scotland and Federation, then Clonskilt, then the Scottish Power Pipe Band, then our current world champions, People's Ford, Boghall and Bathgate, then we have the mighty Field Marshal, yes, then St. Lawrence O'Toole, Shots and Dykeheads, and then, yeah, wrapping up the grade on the day, we have Police Scotland Fife. Now, from what I remember, for Grade 1, the UK Championships is a medley competition, so yeah, we remember the last time the UK Championships a couple of years ago when Inverary unveiled their brand new medley. And I think that was a stamp in time right there. But yeah, the UK Championships is where we normally see some musical surprises from our top flight bands. So really looking forward to the UK's. We've heard it behind the scenes that a good number of these bands, all 10 of them here, have all made musical changes over the course of the winter, be it a brand new medley, new MSR, but there's definitely been some changes. A lot of these bands are tweaking and changing things, and very keen to see what they bring to the circle at the UK's. Very exciting stuff. There you go. That is your UK Championship draw. You can go to rspba.org and have a read at the full detail there. I just give you a list of every band and every grade, but you can also check out the draw for the drum majors as well. It's available as well. So as for actual details about parking and all of that kind of stuff, we've yet to confirm all of that, as well as playing times. None of that's been published just yet, but we will keep you across that detail as soon as it's available. But hey, good luck to everyone competing at the UK's. That's shaping up to be a huge competition, and it's going to be interesting for many different reasons. But no doubt we will get into it with a full UK Championship preview, and we'll get into grade by grade and what you should be paying attention to. It's just so exciting, isn't it? So exciting. All right, now I have to talk about another draw that took place today, and that is for the County Down Section Indoor Pipe Band Championships, which is going to be taking place very soon, actually. So, the 20th of April in Dromore High School, and yeah, there's a full list of bands here. So let's go through the draw briefly, shall we? In Grade 4B, there's 5 bands going to be competing at this. We have Brady Ulster Scots, Money Gore, Hollymount, McDonald Memorial, and Altnavay. In Grade 4A, we have 5 bands. We have Grantia, Cawtown, Upper Cross Gar, William Kerr Memorial, and Irvine Memorial. In Grade 3B, we just have the one band in there, Drumlock. There you go. So they're immediate champions. Well done, Drumlock. In Grade 3A, we have the Major Sinclair, we have Drumlock, and Kullabaki. So Drumlock are playing up there. There you go. So also then we have the Major Sinclair who are playing up into Grade 2 for the day. Give themselves another run there. Good stuff, guys. And then we have Clonskilt competing in Grade 1. So they're immediately County Down Section Indoor Champions. There you go. So for more information, you can go to the rspbani.org for all of your info along with your playing requirements and all of that stuff. And access to the event and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, there's all sorts of rules and regulations about access to the event and all of that. So yeah, because it's indoor, there's a little bit more rules involved, I guess. So go and check that out, rspbani.org, and yeah, check out the details for the County Down Section Indoor Pipe Band Championships. Very interesting. So, as I've said, folks, it's a very interesting time to be involved in the piping scene because there's draws aplenty for events happening in the future. I also have to mention that it is the Australian Nationals this weekend. Yeah. Now, we are aware that there will be various live streams online, and we will share out those details as we get them. I don't think the link has been published just yet for the Australian Nationals, but we are aware that there will be a link for it. So, it is what it is. For full information on the Australian Nationals, go and check their socials and their website, and please be careful with the links that you're clicking on again. All right? Now, we did experience this with... Yeah, we did unfortunately experience this with the New Zealand Nationals, where a lot of people were clicking on nefarious links and then going to pay-per-view sites, giving over their credit card information and then finding that it was a complete hoax. And then, they were getting absolutely conned out of all of their money. But, so please don't click on any unofficial links. We will share out the official live stream for it. Now, for more information, go to pipebandsaustralia.com.au, or you can visit them on their socials, on their Facebook, Twitter, all that sort of stuff. But we absolutely will share out the live stream link once it's available. Please be careful of any nefarious links. Don't be given over credit card information, because from what I understand, this live stream will be provided completely free. All right? It's free! So do not give over your credit card information for any online live stream of a pipe band competition, okay? I'm just going to throw that out there. Okay, right. So, Australian Nationals this weekend. The Australian Pipe Band Championships taking place on Saturday 13th. And I think it's crossing Sunday as well. So, for more information, go and check out the full website. And, good luck to everyone competing in Australia there. Looking forward to that. Now, we were mentioning concerts earlier on, and I did give a shout to Ravara Pipe Band, and they have a concert on the 27th. But also on the 27th, we know that St. Lawrence Atoll are throwing a huge concert, thanks to Bucksburn and District Pipe Band, in Aberdeen, in the Aberdeen Music Hall. It's called Inspired 2024, and we do know that St. Lawrence Atoll can absolutely put on a blistering show. So we are very excited for this event. And it will be, honestly, the first time we get to see St. Lawrence Atoll doing their thing ahead of hitting that competition circle. So, if you do want a bit of a sneak peek, then this will be an ample opportunity to go and check out the guys at St. Lawrence. Of course, now with their brand new bass man at the helm, Paul Barrett, it's going to add a whole new musical voice to the guys at St. Lawrence. So, I think I wanted to hear a little bit more behind the scenes and talk about St. Lawrence's approach for this upcoming concert and also about this new season ahead. So to tell us all about this upcoming concert, welcome to the show, Brendan Murphy. Brendan, how are you, mate? Are you well?
Hey, Rob. Good to see you.
Good to see you too. Yeah, well, I'm sure that you guys have been furiously busy over the winter months. How have things been over the winter with St. Lawrence?
Yeah, it's been a hard winter's work. To be honest, we started back in October time and constructed a concert that we're doing this in 2 weeks' time or 3 weeks' time, maybe.
They are.
Mm-hmm. We've constructed a concert together and we've been working our arses off.
I'm sure, If anything, I'm sure a concert kind of pulls everything into focus, kind of a bit of a panic going, oh crap, we've got an actual show to play here in like a few weeks' time.
I'll tell you what, it's made us match fit. A lot quicker this year than previous years. It's made us get over the hump you usually have after Christmas or January or February. Aye. where you're chasing your tail to get up to speed. Before Christmas, we had the music off, and then after Christmas, we just battled into the pipes and kept it going. So quietly confident this year that we've put a good bit of work in as a pipe band, but. Especially as a pipe corps, we've given all we have. So we want to go to Aberdeen and have people saying that was a really good concert.
Oh, I can't wait for it. Now, the title is called Inspired. Now, I think the last time I heard an Inspired in the title of a concert, we were in for a real treat. That was Bog Hall, I think, in Belfast. They were inspired in Belfast. So you guys are going to be inspired in Aberdeen.
I'm not sure where that came from, but I remember the Bog Hall concert. Actually, they played there. Yeah. They played a tune that was wrote after me, Brendan Murphy's Jig. I remember going to that concert and it was a good concert. That's a long time ago.
That is a long time ago, yeah. I remember being at it too. That's such a special show.
That's 20
easily.
Years.
Yeah, it's bound to be early 2000s, I would say. There you go.
It's definitely back then. But no, the Aberdeen, you know what? It's good for St. Lawrence Atoll to be out there trying to help other bands as well. You know what? To get to Aberdeen to do this concert for Bucksport District to raise a few pounds for themselves, it's that's what we need to do in pipe bands. We need to get out there and keep playing because it's not going to last if we don't get out there and produce the music and produce different music and keep trying to keep this train on the tracks if we can.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, Brendan, can you tell us then any kind of sneak peeks? What kind of music will we be expecting at this show? Anything even from the competition circle, possibly? Half a medley or something?
It's you know what? It's something that we talked about. And if you remember St. Lawrence O'Toole from the 80s, 90s, they always had a different selection of music. It's that they had their own type of music, as you probably remember. Then Alan and took over as Pipe Major, and he went down his own route, which still is going down his own road, but he started to claw back a wee bit of the old St. Lawrence O'Toole medleys and music and stuff like that. You know what? It's a big mixture of tunes that people will know straight away when they hear on stage some of the hornpipes, jigs, and reels that the band is renowned for playing. So it's going to be I do know what? Also, nice 2/4 marches, selections of marches. There's
Excellent,
something there for
yeah.
everybody. There's something for everybody, but it's definitely a I know because I had to learn it. It's a full pack concert with, and you know what? Bucksburn come on stage as well and play with us. So
Ah, fantastic.
it's not just Lawrence O'Toole gig. It's Bucksburn get their time on stage and they play with us and they think they learn some of our tunes. So,
Ah, smashing. There you go. So a lot to look forward to. Yeah. So I would encourage folk listening right now, if you haven't got tickets for this and you are in the Aberdeen area, definitely grab tickets for this and go and see it. It'll be in for a real treat. So I have to ask you then, obviously, we've heard the news recently about the retirement of John Dunn, the bass drummer, who's been with St. Lawrence O'Toole now for over 40 plus years, I think, Brendan.
yeah, I think this would have been his 41st in 1986, 87.
Boys, dear. That's a
Was his,
long time.
yeah, it was his first gig with the band, and you see, until you play within the band with John, you don't understand the magic that's there until you can experience yourself as a piper. You don't understand the magic that's what in his heart and in his drum that he gives to the Highland Bagpipe. It's amazing what he gives us. The young lad that sings, Paul Barrett, he's got big shoes to fill, but he's an energetic young lad, so he'll do good. Yeah, he'll do a good job. So it takes time to mold somebody into their own. Well, he's gonna have his own input into what's happening, but
There you go.
John
We're
definitely had he had some success with the band for like 40 years.
absolutely. Yeah, he was definitely the heartbeat of St. Lawrence for a long time, and he definitely had
As I
his own
say,
signature
yeah,
sound. Yeah.
I wouldn't have an opinion on it, only I played in the same band as him, and
Yeah.
it's so interesting to understand what's inside that man's head to do with not just beating a bass drum, but to do with his musical ability to understand what sounds is all about and what has to be in tune at the same time as the Highland Pipes, and
Yeah.
it's mind-boggling what he thought and what he did, but it's over, so it's a new
There you
chapter.
go. A new chapter, absolutely. So we do wish Paul the best. We have seen little photos and stuff of him working behind the scenes. So it's all very exciting. I'm sure a lot of folk are very keen to see him on stage. So yeah, exciting stuff ahead. So competition season and all of that. I guess you guys, two medleys, two MSRs, ready to hit the circle this year then, Brendan?
Yeah, we've changed a few bits and pieces in medleys. Changed a few bits and we changed a few marches as well. But I seen the list. Actually, I don't have it in the office here, but I seen the list. It's a packed year, isn't it?
It certainly is. Yeah. Big calendar this year.
I thought when I seen the talk about not starting till July time. This was going to be a walk in the park
A
for
nice,
all these
easy
kids.
year.
And then next thing, bang, it's and fair play to RSPB for making this work.
Not
It's not easy
bad,
done.
yeah.
It's not easy done either.
No, absolutely not. I think definitely pulled it out of the bag, yeah. But it's going to be busy now, I think, for
I tell you
sure.
what, first kickoff is done a bit in early May.
There you go. So that'll
That's
hit the ground running for you folk then, ahead of the
our
UK's.
first. Yeah, it's local competition, and I'm not sure if you were there last year, were you?
I think it was, yeah. That's quite a good venue down there, yeah.
Yeah, so they're trying to make it accessible to the bands from the north to come as well. So it's the week before the first major in Bangor. So
There you go. Good for a run out.
yeah,
Absolutely.
it's good for
Yeah.
us. From then on, right through to, I just seen the wife looking at the list the other day, and she was barging how many Saturdays
How many
and
weekends you'll be out?
the world's
So
a bit big, and we're away for a long time.
that's it. Yeah. Well, I'm sure a good number of your players are actually be busy at the solo scene as well. Like this weekend's the Ulster Solos as well. There's quite a few out of the St. Lawrence competing.
Yeah, the solo thing is actually, and the Pike Major this last few years has got itself back into solos, but it is the solo thing, and there's guys plays including myself and trad bands, and we'd be about it's a lot of weekends away, but when it's going good, it's good,
There you go,
and
man.
it takes the music and the energy of the new music to keep the momentum going with all the lads, because you've got two choices: either learn it or sit in the chair.
Aye. There's your choices.
Yeah, you've got two of them. That's it. But no, this
Aye.
concert's going to be very good for us as a band to get together as a full unit in April. I've never done that. Actually, I've done it once before, the band on a concert in the City Hotel
Aye, that's right. Yeah.
around April time, and the band done well that year. So, do you know what? It's going to be music that people want to hear, and that seems to be the secret in life with anything, isn't it?
Aye, there you are.
People, the music has to be right for people to listen to.
Yeah. So I have no doubt folk will go along to this concert now on the 27th and have the best time. So Brendan, hope yous all have a good tune on stage. No doubt the Big Rab Show team will be there mulling about,
Yeah.
filming wee clips and that, annoying yous.
Good job. Rob,
But
thanks very much for having us.
oh, no problem at all, Brendan. Good luck. Have a good
Keep
tune.
in touch. Bye-bye.
All the best. There you go. So a massive thank you for Brendan to taking time to chat with us here and telling us more about what's going on behind the scenes there at St. Lawrence O'Toole. So yeah, very excited for this upcoming concert. As you just heard there, ourselves and the Big Rab Show team, we do have plans to visit this concert and hopefully get you good Patreon people a lot of good backstage stuff from this. So yeah, if you're wanting to see the sort of backstagey things and whatever little bits of interviews and things that we managed to capture from this concert, then do consider checking us out on Patreon. That's where it'll be first before it goes on general release. There you are. So that's it. 27th of April. Get your tickets for it. All right. Do not be disappointed. This will be a great show, as you've just heard there for sure. All right, now we've been talking about draws and competitions and everything, and so far we haven't mentioned it, but this weekend is the Ulster Solos. Oh, yep, the Ulster Solos are this weekend, which is difficult to believe. Yeah, 13th of April in Lisnagarvey High School in Lisburn. This is shaping up to be quite a huge competition. Now, I'm not going to read the entire draw. We did mention this in a previous show that the draw was available, but yeah, hands down, this is one of the biggest Ulster Solos now for quite a while. Yeah, quite a load of bagpipers and drummers entered for this, and tenor drummers and that as well, bass drummers too. Quite a huge competition all round. So shout out to everyone who's going to be competing this weekend at the Ulster Solos. There's way too many of you to mention, so yeah, just full credit to you all. Really looking forward to this. And of course, we will bring you the results on next week's show. So yeah, for those of you interested, that's in Lisnagarvey High School this weekend. Doors open at 10 a.m. And I think there is a small cover charge, but not much. But yeah, good luck to all of our competitors there. Duking it out for that Ulster title. It's quite coveted, that, I have to say. If you've managed to pick up an Ulster medal, yeah, that's something to boast about right there. But yeah, shout out to all of you competing at the Ulsters this weekend. Yeah, looking forward to that competition for sure. All right. Okay, I wanted to give a brief mention this week to Kyle Howie. Now, I know we mentioned him earlier on, we were talking about the Vale of Athol Pipe Band, but Kyle, at the point of me recording this, has uploaded a very interesting video to his YouTube channel. Now, for those of you who have been following Kyle Howe on his YouTube channel for a while, you're going to know that he normally does a lot of gig vlogs and stuff like that, where he brings a camera along and when he's playing his trad and folk gigs and, you know, ceilidhs and things like that. And they're all really incredibly interesting. A lot of the times they're a lot of fun and it's good. They're good crack as well. But this latest one that he's uploaded is really interesting and has me very curious. Now, what I'm talking about is his latest video where he unboxes and plays a set of Fred Morrison Highland pipes. Woo! Now, we know for the longest time that Fred Morrison has had his own set of Ullin pipes through McCallum, and I think he's had small pipes as well, but now we have a full set of Highland pipes designed and, yeah, made under the name of Fred Morrison. Now, this video is absolutely brilliant. I have to give full credit to Kyle, who obviously spent time making this. The quality of the images and the sound that is captured here, you really get an idea for what these pipes look like, how they perform, and also the process needed to actually get them to function. He even goes into things such as reed selection and even goes as far as how to season your pipe bag. So it's very detailed, but such a great video. And yeah, I'm very curious to see more about these Fred Morrison Highland pipes. This is a very interesting development. And the partnership between Fred Morrison and McCallum has been iconic over the years. It's been incredibly successful. So yeah, I am very keen to see how these Highland pipes go. And especially if more musicians pick them up, I would love to get a listen to them firsthand. There is one thing of watching them in a YouTube video like that. And I know Kyle's done an incredible job of trying to capture the sound and visual and all of that. And, you know, listening through headphones or that is one thing, but actually seeing them and hearing them in person will be something else. So, yeah, I really want to see that. And, yeah, get my hands on a set of these pipes and see what they're like. But, yeah, shout out to Fred Morrison. You know I'm a massive fan of the Jimi Hendrix of the bagpiping world, so this is such a huge development. And his own Highland pipeline coming out thanks to McCallum. Yeah, very cool. So shout out to Kyle Howe. If you haven't seen that video yet, I just wanted to give you a shout. Definitely go and check that out. That's very, very interesting development. Good stuff. Also, I have to give a mention to the upcoming IPBA Championship that we did mention there in that interview with Brendan, and that was the Donabate competition that's happening. This is the Leinster Pipe Band Championships. This is happening on the 11th of May, as we were chatting about, so that's kind of before, the week before Bangor. So, yeah, good opportunity for bands to have a run out. Yeah. So for more information, of course, you can go and check out the Leinster Pipe Band Association and all of their details. And yeah, the entry forms and all are available now on ipba.ie. So yeah, grades 4B all the way up to grade 1. They're expecting quite a large entry for this one. So yeah, good luck to all bands if you are wanting to compete at that. Then yeah, Newbridge House and Farm in Donabate, County Dublin. It's quite a huge venue, actually. Quite, yeah, cracking good spot for it. So yeah, get your entry forms in. This is shaping up to be quite a huge competition in Donabate for the Leinster Pipe Band Championships. So there you are, 11th of May. Get that date in your diary. What am I doing? Am I doing dates for your diary right now? It shouldn't be. There you go. But anyway, let's move on. Now, I know this is a bagpiping show, and you might think to yourself, Rob, what are you doing when I'm talking about wrestling? Yeah. Now, I don't know if you guys out there are a huge fan of WWE wrestling. Yeah, was it World Wrestling Entertainment or something you call it now? I don't know. Whenever I used to watch it as a kid, it was WWF, the World Wrestling Federation. You know, you had Hulk Hogan and all those guys. The Ultimate Warrior and Macho Man. That was my sort of era, I guess. But, you know, I haven't really kept up to date with wrestling and that until now. As you might be aware, they have a huge event called WrestleMania, which is like this massive big wrestling event where it attracts hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people who all watch this. And I have to say, there was a wrestler called, is it Drew McIntyre? Yeah, not, I don't know. This is probably stuff that Rab got wrong. But what I was interested in was his entrance. Now, obviously, he's like this Scottish warrior type of guy. And he comes out and he's all muscly and he wears like a kilt and stuff. And he's, here comes the Scottish warrior, right? So all very cool. But what made it really cool was the inclusion of the Ulster Scottish Pipe Band.
Oh, yes!
Oh, I don't know if you've seen the clips. You probably have. We've shared them out everywhere now at this point. But the Ulster Scottish Pipe Band were there at WrestleMania playing Scotland the Brave. Now, very simple tune, don't get me wrong. but it was such an effective tune at that moment, you know? Now, you're talking thousands upon thousands of screaming wrestling fans all cheering, and they start playing Scotland the Brave in the middle of this. There was flames and fireworks, and very cool, I have to say, to be able to have bagpipes and drums showcased in such a cool way in front of a massive worldwide audience was incredible. I know I use that word a lot, but I can't find any other word. It was just amazing. So shout out to everyone there at the Ulster Scottish Pipe Band who really did represent the bagpiping world in a very, very positive way. The band sounded brilliant, by the way. Now, sometimes when I see pipe bands at like wrestling events and things like this, I do get nervous. I think, oh, what's this going to sound like? But as soon as I seen the kilts, I go, that's the Ulster. And then I seen the bass drum, that's the Ulster Scottish. And I started cheering immediately. I was like, yes, go on, guys. So it was so cool. If anything, though, I have one complaint. All right. As this was happening, I think it was like maybe 2:30, 3 a.m. in the morning, whenever I was watching this. Yeah, I was cheering and all and shouting and going, yes, go on, the Ulster Scottish. I managed to wake the family. So my wife was not amused at me. Yeah, but I was not expecting to see pipes and drums at a massive wrestling event like this. Very, very cool. Now, apologies if I've got the wrestler's name wrong. Okay, I probably have. But just wanted to give a shout out to the Ulster Scottish Pipe Band. What a moment. Yeah, and in front of such a huge audience like that, the band sounded brilliant. And a very high-pressure moment. Yeah, so, yeah, well done to everyone there at the Ulster Scottish Pipe Band. Very, very cool. Okay, there was a bit of an announcement there today. Just today, actually, from the PPBSO. Yeah, the Pipers and Pipe Band Society of Ontario. They announced that they were creating a brand new Ontario Youth Pipe Band. Yeah, so the OYPB is going to be a celebration of young players and will connect pipers and drummers ages 25 and younger who live and perform and compete in the province of Ontario, Canada. This is very exciting. So, yeah, for full information, you can go and check it out on the PBBSO socials, or, of course, you can check it out in bagpipe.news. But, yeah, there's a full write-up here about the creation of this brand new band, all aimed at younger folk from 25 years or younger. So, unfortunately, that does rule me out. But if you do want to take part in this band and you're listening right now, you can email them education@pbbso.org, or you can check them out on their website and all the information is up there. So, this is a very exciting development. So, yeah, we'll be keeping across that if there's any upcoming performances by the Ontario Youth Pipe Band where you guys can go and check it out. That's exciting stuff. Now, speaking of youth pipe bands, I did have to mention the National Youth Pipe Band of Scotland have an upcoming concert. I think we've mentioned it a few times now, but just wanted to drop in another plug here. And that's the 14th. That's this weekend in the Perth Concert Hall. Now, I'm going to absolutely mispronounce the name of this concert, but it's called Emmerich. I don't know. I'm probably completely pronouncing that wrong, and that'll be stuff that Rob got wrong. Anyway, but yeah, shout out to the National Youth Pipe Band of Scotland. Big, huge concert happening in the Perth Concert Hall, 14th of April. For more information, you can go and check out the National Piping Centre's website for information and tickets. There you go. All right. So this past week in the bagpiping world, as much as we're talking about all of the positive stuff that is happening, yeah, we also got some real tragic news in the bagpiping world. We had a couple of sad losses. I have to give a mention to the Phoenix Pipe Band, who announced on their socials just yesterday about the passing of their Grade 5 pipe major, Neil Bacon. Now, he sadly passed away on April 3rd. And from all of us here in the Rab Show team, we want to send out sincerest condolences to all of the Phoenix Pipe Band and, of course, to all of Neil's friends and family at this sad time. Apparently, the Phoenix Pipe Band will be doing a bit of a tribute at the Las Vegas Highland Games, which are taking place later in the month, and that will take place during the closing ceremonies. So from all of us here, again, we do want to send out sincerest condolences. Yeah, that's such a sad loss. We also want to mention the news that came from the RNZ PBA Association about the sad passing of Alistair Hanning. Now, that may well be a name familiar to a lot of people in the bagpiping world. He was an adjudicator with the RNZ PBA, of course, but he was also a previous pipe major of the New Zealand Police Pipe Band, as well as a top flight piper in his own right. A very sad passing, and I'm sure that everyone there in the New Zealand Association would have had some story or some sort of experience with Alistair in the past, and especially ourselves here in the Big Rab Show team, we were very familiar with Alistair and his work, and especially on an international level as well. And we do believe he will be very sorely missed by everyone there in the New Zealand Association, especially by all of his friends there in the New Zealand Police Pipe Band. So from all of us here on the Big Rab Show team, again, we send out sincerest condolences to all of Alistair's family, friends at this time. We're all thinking of you. Such a tragic passing has an effect on all of us in the bagpiping world. He will definitely be sorely missed by us all. So from tragic news across the bagpiping world, I do have to talk about upcoming competitions, and entries are available for them. And that, well, the one I need to mention here is the Cowl. The Cowl Highland Games, especially for solo bagpipers who do want to get that coveted Cowl title. Your entries are available now. Just go to the cowlgatheringtickets.com/competitors, and yeah, you can go and check out all the information that you need there for the solo piping competition. So entries are open now. So my advice is to go along to the website right now and apply. Get your name down and you'll be lined up for the next Cowl Games. Absolutely. Also, I have to say that the solo piping entries are filling up rapidly for the Athol Gathering. So that's taking place on the 26th of May, and I think already they've attracted around 55 in total, so quite a healthy competition there all round. But if you are wanting to compete in the Athol Gathering, entries are still available, I think, at the moment, but they're going to be closing soon. So go and check out your information for the Athol Gathering. Entries are closing soon. Okay, now I don't think we mentioned it last week, but maybe we did. It was the NYC Tartan Week last week, where tons of bands and individual artists and ceilidh bands and that were all playing all throughout New York City. And the Tartan March Parade and everything was a huge success. Loads of pipe bands involved in that. So shout out to all of you who turned New York City covered in tartan, I guess. I have to give a specific shout out to Whiskey Kiss. Of course, Kieran Ross and the guys there played some blistering tunes in New York. That was fantastic. Also, shout out to Roland Drones as well, who played some real fantastic shows over the New York City Tartan Week celebration. So, the specific shout out for Roland Drones. I think they had some real, real good shows. I've been hearing a lot of good feedback from them. So, shout out to the Roland Drones and to New York Tartan Week as well. It just seems to be a mad success. Every year, this competition just gets bigger and this event, I guess, just gets bigger and better. I guess I've been talking about competition all the way through this show. I have to change tact, don't I? So it wasn't a competition. It was a huge celebration of tartan and all things Scottish culture. And it was just such an enjoyable event. So well done to everyone involved. Way too many of you to mention, all right? So just shout out to you all. Great stuff. The NYC Tartan Week. Now, I am also aware that the Dunedin Highland Games and Festival took place this past weekend. And we do know there was a wealth of competition from that event. But it's been very difficult to try and get results from this. Now, we were able to get the results from the solo competitions and stuff, but we have no details on the bands as yet. So, I don't know, it's kind of par for the course at this point. It's very difficult to try and pinpoint results following a competition, especially when it's so far away in the United States. So, if anyone there has those details about the results from the Dunedin Highland Festival, then please do let us know. We'd absolutely love to hear them. We can give them out here on the show. But I am aware that the Oklahoma Fire Pipes and Drums apparently had a very successful weekend, with a number of their players placing in the solo competitions, and the band themselves have done very well as well, apparently. So, if you have that information out there, folks, please let us have it. Email us in, bigrabshow@gmail.com. We did get a wealth of Rab Show selfies from this. But unfortunately, a good lot of them were unpublishable because a lot of you were flipping us the bird. So we couldn't publish them. We are a family show, after all. Shout out to everyone there at the Dunedin Highland Games and Festival. It seemed to be a huge event. The weather was great, of course, and the beer was flowing, and it seemed to be a lot of great piping action had at that. So, if you do have those results, please do send them in for us. But, just wanted to give you some mention this week on the show. The event itself seemed to be a roaring success. And looking at the photos and little tiny video clips that we've spotted online so far, seemed to be a well-run event, and folks seem to have the great crack. Now, one thing I have to ask about is there was photographs of a dog wearing a kilt. Yeah, along with the usual sort of Rend Fair people as well that were dressed up as like knights and like people in shining armor and stuff. It's very interesting that all that stuff, you know, and the clans and everything and people running about with broadswords. And yeah, it's all very different, I guess, from what we do here in the UK. But it's a lot of fun, you know, don't get me wrong. So yeah, shout out to everyone there at the Dunedin Highland Games. It seemed to be the best possible crack. And yeah, we'd love to know if there was any results from that. Send them on. Okay, I have to give a mention to the Scottish Pipers Association. Their professional competition took place there on April 6th, and we were talking about it on last week's show, about it kind of being a who's who of the bagpiping world. So, yeah, it was really enjoyable, I have to say. We've seen quite a number of clips from it now at this point, and yeah, just absolutely fantastic. So I have to say, well done to everyone who competed on the day. There's way too many of you to mention. But the winner of the former winners, MSR, went to Willie McCallum. Well done, Willie. And let me see, the Open Pibroch, they went to Cameron May on the day. So well done to Cameron. But the overall winner, mathematically, on the day was Ben Duncan. Yes. So well done to everyone there at the SPA Open Competition. That was a lot of fun, I have to say. Not the Open, sorry, the Professional Competition. I don't know. That some of the performances we've seen from this, just fantastic. I have to give a shout out to James Fraser, actually, and the C-grade Pibroch competition. He actually placed second in this, but the Pibroch he played was just beautiful. So shout out to James. But also, he competed then later on in the day in the Marches competition in the C-grade and placed second as well. Again, another really strong performance. So just really enjoyed James Fraser's performance, I guess. So also, I have to give a very brief mention to Bobby Allen, his good friend of the show. He was competing at that as well, and he placed fifth in the Open March competition and fifth in the Open Strathspey Rail. But again, all great performances, really enjoyed. So for more information, of course, on this, you can go and check out the Big Rab Show socials. We've done our best to share out those performances as we've caught them. But yeah, well done to everyone there at the SPA professional competition that took place there in the 6th. Good stuff. Also, that took place this past weekend was the Pipe Major Donald MacLeod MBE Memorial Competition, thanks to the Lewis and Harris Piping Society. And just to summarise the results for you, winning the Kilmore was Alistair Henderson. Yes, well done, Alistair. Winning the MSR competition was Finlay Johnson. The Hornpipe Jig went to Stuart Little. And the competition itself was absolutely fantastic. So again, we've caught little glimpses from this competition as well. Definitely worthy of your time if you do catch any of those online. The overall winner on the day of the Pipe Major David MacDonald MBE Memorial Competition was Alistair Henderson, and second overall was Finlay Johnson. So yeah, the competition itself, yeah, pretty much collected a who's who of the bagpiping world. So again, shout out to the Lewis and Harris Piping Society on a very successful event. And looking forward to next year's now, because some of the tunes that were played here, whew, absolutely fantastic. So yeah, shout out to Alistair Henderson, overall winner. Definitely a very entertaining competition there for sure. Well done, everyone. Also, talking of competitions and everything, we do have to mention the City of Edinburgh Pipe Band, because it's that time of year again. It's the Pipe Majors Wheel of Fortune competition. Yeah, that's rapidly approaching, actually. 21st of April, that one. Yeah, and they've been announcing every now and again the lineup for it. Now, I'm not going to spoil it, but you can go and check out the City of Edinburgh Pipes and Drums on their socials, where they have published those details. 21st of April, and the doors open at 11:15 a.m. You're going to want to catch it. So I'm not going to spoil it and give you all the full information of the lineup and everything. There's just way too much to mention. But just wanted to put it out there that the Wheel of Fortune competition is being held in the Danderhall Miners Club. Yeah, I don't know, man. There's going to be so much good competition at this. The lineup just looks blistering. Shout out to the City of Edinburgh. Really excited for your Pipe Majors Wheel of Fortune competition. That's going to be a lot of fun on the 21st of April. Okay, now before we get into all of the dates for your diary, now I know they've included a lot of dates there and news and updates and stuff, but before we get into the dates for your diary, I do again have to give a huge plug to Scottish Power. I don't know, I've told you last week, you folks should really be following Scottish Power on social media, because what they're doing over there on Facebook, especially at the moment, is just brilliant, all right? But they're putting, what do you call those little cameras, GoPros or something? They're putting them on bagpipes and drums and all sorts. I think last week, as they put a GoPro on a drum harness and they took you into the circle, That was a lot of fun. But recently, they put them on a set of pipes, and they even detail the process of how Scottish Power set up a set of bagpipes at a band practice. You know, and you even hear their pipe major, Chris Armstrong, walking through the process going, ah, that low G's a bit flat there. You might need to sharpen it. And it discusses how to either move the rate or move the tape. And it's very, very interesting, you know, how they set tone over a period of time and not just expect to find it instantly. And yeah, how they bring the whole band up to tone together rather than individuals. It's very, very interesting stuff. So shout out to Scottish Power. I have to say, the stuff that they're doing on social media at the minute is absolutely fascinating. And seeing their processes behind the scenes like this is absolute gold dust. It's so good. So, yeah, shout out to Scottish Power. Now, I have to say, a lot of the Scottish Power videos has drew some discussion online. And the last one that we talked about there, the snare drumming one, where they put a GoPro on a drumming harness and the snare drummer took you into the circle, essentially. Well, that had people talking from the point of view that they have two tenor drummers, but two fellas, and yeah, they seem to be playing two tenors each. Now, as to what exactly is going on there, no idea. I've not the first notion, but very interesting at the same time. Is this going to happen for this competition season? Will we see two tenor drummers playing four drums? Don't know. That is the million-dollar question, I guess. But we're certainly seeing it in these videos as they're preparing for this incoming year. So are they preparing with that in mind? Who knows? I don't know. I guess at this stage, it's still very early doors because a lot of the drummers are still reading off sheets of music and stuff. So they are still learning their parts very much. And I guess, you know, will we see that in the competition circle? Absolutely not. They won't be allowed to tick in sheets of music with them, of course. But will they be allowed to tick in, two drums each? Don't know. That's an interesting question, whether that's actually allowable in the rule book or not. Can you carry in two drums and play them? I don't know. That's an interesting question right there. So if anyone knows the answer, of course, you can email us, bigrabshow@gmail.com. Is that allowable in the rule book? Anyway, but it's interesting all the same and definitely has sparked some debate online. I've seen a number of comments on their social media page asking about the tenor drumming situation and whether these people will be bringing in four different drums with them. So, yeah, very interesting stuff. There you go. Anyway, I'm sure that story will develop, but I have to give a huge shout out to Scottish Power. What they're doing with social media is just amazing. If you haven't caught it yet, please do. Go over there, check it out. It's going to be a very, very interesting time at Scottish Power. All right. Okay, folks, that's pretty much it for the news and updates. Now, as I've said, I can guarantee that there's stuff has hit the cutting room floor this week. There's way too much for us to mention in this week's news and updates to keep this podcast under at least 2 hours long. We'll be here blethering away for hours at this rate. But let's just say this. There is so much news and things happening in the bagpiping world this past week. It's such a positive time to be involved in piping and drumming. Honestly, I have never seen the piping world be so vibrant than it is right now. And yeah, if you're practicing and preparing and getting ready for this upcoming season, I hope you are as excited as we are to hit that competition field, because we cannot wait to see you all out on the grass. So stick at it. It'll only be a matter of weeks before you have the pipes under the arm or the drum on in front of you and you're marching into that circle. Oh, imagine that. Imagine that. 18th of May is not long from now. So anyway, good luck, everyone. Keep up the good work. All the preparation will definitely be worth it once you hit those opening rolls. And you pray that you don't get an early A. There you go. All right, you don't want that. Okay, you guessed it. At this point in the show, I'm going to take a little short break, but we'll be right back with Dates for Your Diary. McLennan Bagpipes. By North Carolina artisan instrument maker Roddy McLennan from Euston, Scotland. Proud supplier of bagpipes, small pipes and chanters to Ali the Piper. One-of-a-kind instruments, crafted from the finest materials, using traditional skills for more than 30 years. Attention to detail and dedication to the highest standards of quality guarantee you a bagpipe which is more than just a musical instrument, but also a work of art. Custom made for you in a variety of wood with the widest range of profiles in the industry. Repair, restoration, replacement, refurbishment services also available. Check out bespokebagpipes.com for more information. McLennan Bagpipes. Born in Scotland, made in the USA.
It's time for Dates for Your Diary, here on the Big Rab Show podcast.
Okay, time for Dates for Your Diary. So, pen and paper at the ready, let's go. We've got a lot of piping and drumming to look forward to over the next few weeks, and yeah, there's a lot of dates for your diary. So, of course, let's mention a few things we've already given a shout out on the show, of course, earlier. The Ulster Solos are this weekend. Listen to Garvey High School, of course, we've mentioned it tons. 13th of April, this weekend, we can't wait. Also, the Tully Lagan concert that we've been chatting about as well, featuring Sirla and District, Clough Finn, and The Force. Yeah, there's loads to be at here. 13th of April, Burnavon Theatre in Cookstown. Also, the Las Vegas Highland Games are this weekend as well. 13th and 14th of April in Craig Ranch Park. There you go. Tons of dates for your diary, but we're not done. Also, we have the Bruce Gandy Virginia Workshop taking place. Now, this is happening in Virginia. So for more information on that, just go to Bruce Gandy's socials. You'll find all the details. That's the 13th and 14th of April this weekend. Then, of course, we have the Jim McIntosh Challenge for Open Pipers. This is being held in Davidson in North Carolina. That's on the 19th of April. So get that date for your calendar as well. Then also, of course, the following day on the 20th of April sees the American Pipe Band Championships. Of course, it's associated with the VTAT, as it's affectionately known. The Virginia International Tattoo is happening on the 20th of April, along with the American Pipe Band Championships. So, yeah, that's a lot to look forward to. Also, on the 20th of April, we have the Loch Norman Highland Games. This is taking place in Huntersville, North in Carolina. Yeah, also on the 20th of April is the Lone Star Celtic Festival and Highland Games. This is happening in McKinney in Texas. 20th is quite a busy weekend, actually, for piping and drumming, because also on the 20th of April, we have the Scottish Arts Indoor Games, and that's being held in Salem High School in the US there as well. Then, also bringing it closer to home here in Northern Ireland, also on the 20th of April, is the County Down Full Band Indoor, which is being held in Dromore High School. Yeah, so this is the first full band indoor competition here in Northern Ireland for quite a while, so this one will be quite exciting to get to. 20th of April. Now, also for you solo drummers out there, of course, the 20th of April is a big day because it's the European Solos. Yes, that's taking place in Lochgilly High School on the 20th of April, the European Solo Drumming Championship, along with that all-important pre-Worlds qualification spot on offer. That's going to be a big competition there for sure for drummers. Now, as you heard earlier in the show, 27th of April, then the following week, we have a lot of piping and drumming to be at. We have the St. Lawrence O'Toole concert, as we mentioned, the Aberdeen Music Hall, hosted by Bucksburn District. Yeah, St. Lawrence O'Toole inspired. I can't wait for that. That's going to be so much fun. Also, we have Rivara Pipe Band hitting the stage in the Island Arts Centre in Lisburn on the 27th of April as well. Oh, tons of great action. I don't know. That's going to be a busy weekend on the 27th. Then also on the 27th, we have the Celtic Festival of Southern Maryland. That's taking place in St. Leonard in Maryland. So that's all on the 27th of April. So that takes you up to the end of the month then. Whew, that's a lot. Didn't I tell you? Tons of dates for your diary. So yeah, if you have any dates, of course, that we should be shouting out here in the show, email them into us, bigrabshow@gmail.com, and we'll do our best to include them here on a future Dates for Your Diary. There you are. All right, I think you've waited long enough at this point. Yeah, it's time for us to get into all the news and updates. It's time for me to go and get a big cup of tea. It's time for the topic of the week.
Wallace Bagpipes. Quality, pride and passion. Made in Scotland. Proud bagpipe supplier to the Red Hot Chili Pipers. Visit wallacebagpipes.com for more information or contact your nearest dealer.
Okay, time for topic of the week. And you might have guessed by the title of this week's episode who exactly we're going to be chatting with. We're going to be talking with Kate Dudek. Now, you may well wonder, who is Kate Dudek? Well, For those of you who have been savvy enough and have been paying attention to the Big Rab Show Awards, you will have seen a brand new product that was nominated for the Big Rab Show Awards last year, and that drew a lot of attention, especially from tenor drummers. Yeah, a brand new tenor harness has been designed and has hit the shelves recently, and we figured this would be a great opportunity to catch up with the inventor of this new harness and find out exactly the process of coming up with such a great idea and, yeah, the innovation and work that's went on behind the scenes to make this product a reality. So, yeah, let's welcome to the show, Kate Dudek. So, welcome to the podcast. Kate, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. This is the first time I've ever been on a podcast, so it's kind of fun to see what this side of the microphone is like.
Well, there you go. There's a good reason we have you on the show this week. But for those who may not know who you are, do you want to give us a bit of an introduction as to who you are and a bit of your playing background, I guess?
Yeah, sure. I am Kate Dudek, and I am a tenor drummer. I was very thankful to get my start with the City of Regina Pipe Band about 24 years ago. Ian McDonald was the pipe major and still is, actually. And the lead drummer was my uncle Doug Pritchard. And that was, yeah, in around the year 2000. And then I started university a couple of years later and did an engineering degree, which led me to move to Ontario in Canada. I live in Canada. I didn't say that part yet.
Shout out to Canada.
So I moved out to Ontario for a job working for BlackBerry. And when I did that, I joined the 78th Fraser Highlanders Pipe Band. And I was very happy to have been there in the right time in the right place. And I was part of the 2007 World Drum Corps win and the Best Bass Section win. So that was a huge honor to be a part of that team under Drew Deathert and Bill Livingston. And currently I'm playing with the Guelph Pipe Band.
We're
a 102-year-old organization. Wow. And we'll be coming out to the Worlds this year in 3A.
Oh, really?
Yep. So we're pretty excited about that. The current leadership has a serious interest in developing a high-level band. So we're excited to sort of line up with the big guns and see how things turn out. We're pretty excited about it.
That's a tough grade, though. That's not going to be an easy competition.
I mean, we will be delighted if we make the final. And honestly, even if we don't, we'll be delighted if we put on a really good show. That's the goal. The band is 102 years old and has been to the Worlds 3 times in 102 years.
Wow, really?
So this will be number 4. it's really fun to, because I've been to the Worlds 4 times now myself. Once I was just there as a spectator, but the year before I played on that, I filled in a spot with the Peel Regional Police Pipe Band in grade 2.
I see.
And yeah.
So it sounds like you have a wealth of playing history behind you. Like, you know exactly what you're at. You know what you're doing. Yeah. So I need to ask you then, the whole purpose we have you on the show this week is because your brand new product received a nomination for the Rab Show Awards, and we knew very little about it. So we wanted to find out more about your product. So tell us about this. What is this?
Yeah, so in all of my years of playing, I sort of muddled through trying to ignore the discomfort of playing tenor drum with what was out there for harnesses and slings. And so I started out with just the single, I started out with a snare drum rack. And
For a tenor drum, that would have been really uncomfortable.
I wasn't flourishing yet. I was just, sort of like, they needed somebody for a contest, and I knew how to read music and I knew how to hit a drum. And so I sort of slid my way into a grade 2 band and developed my flourishing skills later on. And this was 25 years ago. So it was a very different time for tenor drumming then.
Yeah.
And I played the Worlds in 2007 with just the single shoulder plus waist belt type of harness. And I guess I should build up to, I'm kind of building up to what I actually created, but a lot of years of just sort of ignoring pain and discomfort and going to physiotherapists and having a lot of shoulder pain.
Yeah.
And when I retired from the Frasers, I ran into Ed Nye, and he knew who I was. And he was teaching piping lessons at the Highland Dance Studio next door to where I was teaching. Well, I was taking martial arts classes, actually. And he convinced me to get into teaching. And so I did a lot of teaching for the last, I've done a lot of teaching since about 2008. And everyone seems to be having trouble getting a harness that fits their body and is comfortable. And there's been some different options out there. I've been kind of experimenting with wearing two harnesses and sort of MacGyvering things, make things more comfortable. And it kind of came to a head when my 12-year-old daughter started playing tenor. And she's 12 now, but she was 9 when she was getting started. And she hated having to wear her drum because it hurt, even though she had a little 10-inch tom-tom that she was using as a tenor drum. And she just, it was just so uncomfortable for her. And that's kind of where I was like, okay, I guess I really need to address this. Now it's affecting my kid. It was one thing when it was me putting up with it. And if I wanted her to stick with it, it was somebody was going to have to do something. And it would have been a lot easier if I just made one harness for her. But I have come out with this product that I'm calling the Ketener harness, and people have some difficulty pronouncing it.
Yes, I've been pronouncing it wrong.
It's not obvious, and so maybe there will be a rebranding in the future. But I'm just pretty new to this, so it's my name, Kate, and the word tenor, and then that's just. But I'm sort of pronouncing it with a schwa in the first syllable, Ketener.
Ketener. I've been calling it the K-A tenor. What's wrong with me?
People who know that it's my name, they'll call it the Kate Tenor or the K Tenor. And oh, so I'm sure that maybe I can have a contest, rebranding contest someday. But for now, I'm just focused on the product.
There you go. Absolutely. Yeah, as it should and, be.
Yeah. So I basically, it was sort of years of thinking about this, plus the fact that I did my education in engineering. So it was electrical engineering, but I still had to take a lot of statics and dynamics classes and learn how forces work. And I also learned a lot from moms that I met when my kids were very small, who are used, like, because I learned a lot about wearing babies on my body, in the front of me and on the back of me, because I was wearing them while I was teaching drumming and that sort of thing. And so there's a lot, you know, when you're wearing a small person, a 16-pound person on your front for hours and hours and hours, you get a lot of, you learn a lot about what's going to be comfortable. I've done some rock climbing and that sort of thing. So I was a little bit aware of different types of harnesses that are out there. So inspired by those designs, I sewed a prototype and competed with it at all summer in 2022. And my daughter competed with the other prototype that I made. And I sort of got a couple of my students using prototypes as well, and just kind of really... I've basically found lots of issues and I've fixed issues, and I've learned from other designers how important it is to really fully field test a product before going to production.
Right. I see.
And so that's like 2 years of testing and tweaking and updating. And here we are. I placed my first order with my manufacturer last month, and it will be arriving at my doorstep sometime in April, which will hopefully line up with maybe around the time that we actually go to air with this interview. And if not, hopefully people will be patient to wait a couple of weeks to make sure that I can actually fill their orders if there's anybody that's interested in checking this out.
Oh, I'm sure there will. No, we have to talk. I have been a tenor drummer myself.
You've done it all.
Through the 80s and 90s, I was a tenor drummer and had the single strap thing going on. And I think I have a misformed collarbone as a result, because that's where the buckle was.
Yeah.
So whenever I was very young, I was like 8 or 9 years old, that's where the weight of the drum was on one shoulder.
Yeah. So
as a tenor drummer, you have to reach up with this. And that obviously will hurt with that single strap. So we've seen variations from going from the big leather strap, what they used to have in the 80s, to like the seatbelt material, kind of. So it flexes a little bit so you can get a bit of movement. And I think that is kind of still the norm for harnesses now, the single like seatbelt material.
Yeah, it seems like for the most part, what's on the market right now is it's like a 2-inch webbing, sometimes closer to 1.5 inch. I hang on. I have one here, but this won't help the audio people.
No, but
But
it's now reaching behind us.
Yeah. YouTube, you can kind of, yeah. I'm reaching behind me to grab one of my harnesses. So it's a fairly soft to the touch, flexible webbing. But it's sort of something that people you'd see on like ratchet straps, like that sort of thing.
Yeah,
it's really strong. It's got sort of something like a 2,000 pound breaking point. So it's not going to tear or rip or anything. And I'm pretty happy with happy with how it feels, and the people that have been using it are also pretty happy with it, and it distributes the weight over both shoulders plus the waist.
So to describe this to our audio listeners, this is something like, I don't know, have you ever watched like rally driving or Formula One, where you see a driver like multi-point harness and they kind of clip 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 clip, there's like four different or five different bits? That's kind of what it reminds me of.
it only has three clips, not five, but you can sort of get away with only using two of them. But it goes over both shoulders, and
you clip
those
it in.
Points all meet in the front, both shoulders around the back and crossed in the back, and then there's a vertical strap that goes down to the waist belt.
Right.
And the drum hangs from this lower ring.
In the center,
but it also doesn't have to be the center. So for walking around with it, kind of end up with...
Oh, you can piece it
down
the side.
On an angle from your right shoulder to your left hip.
Yeah.
And that makes, like, as long as the waist belt is nice and tight, it'll keep it in place. And it'll make sure that you can actually walk without it, your right, like,
without
both
moving
legs,
anyway.
On the drum. Yeah.
So the distribution of weight problem when it comes to handling drums has always been a problem. Like, yeah, I can see in the background there you've got a Kilpatrick harness. They're kind of the mainstay for snare drummers. But for tenors need that degree of flexibility. They need to be able to move. And that's bound to have been a difficult problem to solve when looking at this.
Yeah, absolutely. A rigid harness would in some ways give more reliable weight distribution, but we wouldn't be able to actually move our arms the way that we need to. So there've been a number of really, really good products out there. The Phoenix Talon, I've tried that one and they're not in production anymore. And Matt Bellia made a harness in 2012, he was selling that for a couple of years, but it hasn't been sold in the past decade or so. And there's, I think I've got it. I figured it out, you know, where the things that I found those harnesses didn't necessarily work exactly right for me. I think I have figured out how to sort of take what they learned and what I learned from what they did and sort of hopefully take away a lot of people's pain. in their harness or in their tenor drumming life, I guess.
Absolutely. So let's get a look at the website here. For those of you watching the video right now, we're looking at the Katenor.
It's me.
The Katenor Harness. So katenorharness.com. And the big thing here is revolutionary comfort. That's what it's saying here. And I find it interesting whenever you say there about the distribution of weight that you got this from a baby harness and kind of thing. In a way, it kind of does look like that. Do you know what I mean?
I have three kids and I wore them for years. I should throw some video or some pictures up of me wearing my kids while playing a tenor drum too at some point. I'll put it on my socials.
There you go. So on this website, actually, you give a size and fitting guide and everything. So there are different sizes of harnesses available. Is that right?
Yes. I have one size that primarily fits adults, and that's that's the Katenor harness. And then I have another size that I'm calling the junior size. Mm-hmm. That will fit some smaller adults depending on their shoulder and waist measurements, and it's primarily focused on kids or young teens.
Yeah. So you really are catering for all tenor drummers, really. Yeah. So,
And if there's anybody that needs a harness that's outside this range of measurements, it's pretty straightforward for me to make a custom one as well. We can talk
about that. There you go. Now, we're looking at the store right now. So we have obviously the junior harness and the adult harness, which are both a similar price. But I need to ask you about the accessory hook. This looks really interesting to me that you can like hook on, I don't know, a water bottle or a towel, you know, I don't know. What's the accessory hook for?
Oh, okay. So the harness that I have, it has a built-in accessory hook. If you want to, can you go to a picture of the harness? Go like back one and
go back to the store
and click on the middle one. Yeah, the middle one. And
I see,
and you can kind of see, so if you there's one that's built in, and I'm also showing it on my screen, but I don't know if that'll be on the YouTube or not.
Here we go,
so it's basically just a little hook, because I never have a place to put my tenor sticks when I'm just sort of walking around the games. I used to sort of, if I had a kilt with the two buckles on the right hand side, I'd open the lower buckle and hang my strings from there. Because I don't want to leave them where they could like fall in the mud or get, you know, wander away or something. And also it's sort of, you know, then people know I'm a tenor drummer. It's part of the look. And so I hang my tenor sticks from one. Here's a couple of tenor sticks. And so you can sort of just hang them by the string when you're not using them, or if you need a spare pair. And I also have some, like a little earplug case. I use hearing protection when I play. And so obviously I need another one. So that's where these extra ones come in.
That's such a good idea.
I think if you had the right type of water bottle, it would be perfect for that sort of thing too. Or like a tuner. My daughter hangs a drum key from hers, because she has, her drum uses, like, she has the kind where you need the little wrench drum key. I don't know, buy as many as you need.
It's such a good idea. Yeah. I made that little pipers and drummers all getting these accessory hooks now. Yeah.
I'll have to figure out if there's a good one I could probably hang from a sporran chain, I suppose. I was like, it's specifically designed for a 2-inch harness, but it would work for any harness, not just my harness as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm looking over your shoulder there. I have seen you wearing this harness of like a multicolor kind of thing. So these come in different finishes then, different colors?
Not yet, but they can, basically. I have to do one thing at a time, otherwise I don't get anything done. Yeah. So I'm going to hang this back up right now so I don't forget it. I don't lose track of it. But now that I have figured out the design that I'm really, really happy with, it's actually fairly straightforward for me to do an order of a different color. Like I could do, and I've been thinking about what that would look like. And if there's, maybe I need to do a poll or something. Maybe you have advice for me. I think you said on your podcast a month or so ago that you have no idea about marketing products or anything like that, because you're trying to do merch too. But what I kind of envision is that I will, like, the standard color is black right now, but once I sort of actually have my inventory in my house ready to go, my plan is that I could say, like, hey, does anybody want a blue harness? And if I get like 25 people that'll pre-order a blue harness or rainbow lightning harness, then that's a fairly straightforward thing for my manufacturer to help me with, and just like I can just order it. But I've also heard from some people that it's quite complicated to stock multiple colors and multiple sizes of things. Like, I don't know how Tyler Fry does it with and really anybody with the multiple colors of sticks and and it gets very complicated very quickly. So I need to be careful so that I can be successful.
There you go. I have to say, Kate, this is such an interesting solution to what has been an unspoken problem. You know, it's kind of, as you say, people have just been suffering in silence and saying nothing, you know, just accepting, all right, I have to deal with this and then try and get a good performance. Yeah, it's great to see such innovation, I guess, in handling of the weight. So I know for people listening right now, it might not be great. So go and check out the YouTube video where we've been doing a lot of visual things, checking out the harness. But I need to ask them, can this handle the huge 18-inch tenors like some of the big monsters that we have to carry nowadays?
Yes, it does. It Taylor Page, who plays with the 78th Fraser Highlanders, she is using my harness. She wore it at the Worlds last year with her 20, I think it's a 20, it might be an 18. It's huge.
It's massive. Yeah.
It's massive. And I have somebody in my band, in the Guelph band, playing hers is a 20 as well. And so it's definitely designed to handle the weight. It's designed around the types of stitching and bar tacks that they use for like pulling cars and making rock climbing.
Wow.
Stuff. Okay. Hanging people off of mountains. So hanging drums off of people is sort of basically coming up with a better sling was really just an engineering problem more than anything, it turned out.
There you go. So we wouldn't recommend anyone to hang off a building using the harness, but you could certainly hang a drum.
I mean, I'm not going to, no, my lawyers wouldn't be okay with that.
Definitely not. Well, for anyone interested, and if you are curious and wanting to go and get yourself one of these harnesses, go and check out the katennerharness.com. There you are. So the website is tennerharness.com. Is that right?
It is. You can do katennerharness.com or tennerharness.com. Either one will get you there. I grabbed both domain names since they were available. And I also should mention, I've applied for patents for this. So it's patent pending internationally.
Ooh,
which is
there
very
you go.
Exciting.
Nice one.
It makes it feel real.
I have to say, there's also a point of contact on the website as well. So if you do have any further questions, you can reach out and there's contact there. So you can contact Kate and ask all your questions. Indeed. Or even you can send them on to us here in the Rab Show and we'll do our best. So bigrabshow@gmail.com. There you go.
Yep. And if you order a harness and have any difficulty getting it fit, I'm happy to jump on a Zoom call or something with you and just make sure that you can get it to work the best for you.
There you go. And get the measuring tip out and make sure you're doing it right. There you are.
Absolutely.
Well, Kate, thanks so much for joining us this week. It's fascinating to hear about this great product. And we hope to see more people wearing it, you know, this incoming season for sure. And send my best to everybody there in the Guelph Pipe Band. Looking forward to seeing you this year. Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing you too. We'll watch for you in your purple hoodie.
Oh, indeed. Yes. Yes. All we'll be running around filming everything.
Talking to yourself.
Yeah. Kate, thanks so much. And we'll hopefully catch up again. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go. Many thanks to Kate for joining us on the pod this week. And yeah, for those interested, there will be a video of this interview up on our YouTube channel where you can go and check out the website. But right now, I would urge you, go along, put it into your search engine and you'll find it everywhere. There's tons of great information on this, along with a lot of great videos and stuff like demonstrating the harness. Very, very interesting stuff. So a great innovative product, I guess, solving a problem for a lot of tenor drummers. Yeah, getting that amount of movement as well as being able to carry that weight of the drum. It's a difficult engineering, difficult engineering problem, I guess. But this solution is definitely interesting for sure. So go and check that out. There you go. Alrighty, well, that's it for another Big Rab Show podcast. Another topic of the week is in the can, and another pod is done. I have to say a huge thank you to everyone for downloading this week and each and every week. And don't forget to tell your mates about our wee show, about what we're doing over here, talking about piping and drumming every single week. And yeah, hopefully I'll see you all this weekend at the Tully Lagan concert, where I will be on stage and I'll hopefully grab a selfie or two with all of you. And of course, yes, to everyone who is furiously busy at the Ulster Solos this weekend, have a good tune. I want to wish you all the very best of luck. It's great to see competitive piping and drumming absolutely back again. And there's so many bands practicing and musicians just getting ready. It's a very exciting time. I love this time of year because, it's around now that we start to hear little snippets of medleys and MSRs and little peaks of what our competitive season could be. But, that's just around the corner, folks. So we're about to get into all of it, I'm sure, in future Rab shows. We'll unpack it all in detail, I'm sure. Anyway, until then, that's us for this week. I will see you all in the next podcast, as always. And until then, I'll see you then. All the best. Well, that's it for another Big Rab Show podcast. Thanks so much for downloading this week. And a special thank you to our sponsor, G1 Reeds. played by bands around the world, they are the champion's choice. Check out g1reeds.com for all of your piping needs. Don't forget to check out thebigrabshow.com to be kept up to date with all of the latest news and views from around the piping world. And also, check us out on Patreon. For $5 a month, you can get your hands on tons of extra piping goodness and be a part of the Patreon faithful. So, until next week, folks, we'll see you right here on the Big Rab Show podcast. All the best.